So first and foremost, if you're just hopping on, welcome to Wake Up with WFAB. My name is Lisa. On IG, it's Miss_Lisa_Marie. And one thing about me is that you're gonna find out is that mindset to me is just everything. And right now, I just want to say that I'm so grateful to each and every one of you guys for being on this call with me. Perfect. My mom just got here so we could get this call started. Hopefully my kids don't interrupt too much and I could deliver this message to you guys all. So awesome. I'm gonna call mom, okay? So good morning to everyone here. Again, I want to express my gratitude for everyone on this call. If you're on this call, it's for a reason, and I hope you grab something from today. So today, what I want to talk about is five things and that drain your confidence. Grace? Sure. Right now, mommy's on a call. Okay, baby. All right. Let's start this. So today I'm going to talk about five things that drain your confidence in your mindset. And this is all coming from Tred Shelton. I'll share his actual YouTube after this call, but we'll get right into it. We have one more person. Okay, so welcome, Eve. Okay, so the first thing that drains your confidence is fear, right? And you're gonna say, okay, yes, I know this, you know, fear, blah, blah, blah. But I want you to think about it this way. In my mind, there's two types of fears, right? So there's the fear that protects you, and then there's the fear that hinders you from achieving everything that you're supposed to achieve in this life. And when I talk about fear of that protection for you is, okay, so there's fear, right? That's kind of like me, okay, I'm on a balcony right now. You see me here, I'm on a balcony. I live on a 33rd floor. So the thought of me jumping off my balcony creates fear to me, right? So that's my brain telling me, like, it's not a good idea for you to jump off this balcony. You know, you don't know how to fly, you don't have wings. So that's one type of fear. And that's always gonna protect you, right? But our brain will always protect us also from things that are not on autopilot for us, right? So I don't know if you know this or if you're new to the mindset or just like new to your personal development journey, but your brain is also programmed to gear you to what's easy. So, you know, so you don't have to think about it. Like when you wake up in the morning, you brush your teeth, that comes easy to you. But at the same time, fear can also stop you from living out your potential. And the example that Tred Shelton gives is that the fear of public speaking. So how many of you guys on this call right now have a fear of public speaking? Like public speaking, the thought of public speaking makes you scared. Anyone feel that way? Okay, Joanna feels that way. So many of us feel like that, right? And he says that fear, Sarah, I see you. So the fear of public speaking, and is anyone here familiar with Tred Shelton? Like, do you guys know who he is? Tred Shelton is a huge, like, I wanna compare him to Tony Robbins. He's not there just yet because he's really young. But he's a huge, like over 2 million people follow him on social media, just a big motivational speaker. And he says that like he always had that fear, and sometimes he still has that fear depending on his audience, like how big his audience is. And he said, which is funny, okay, Sarah knows who he is, so someone can relate here. He says that on the YouTube, he said he sometimes when he knows his audience, and he used to do this a lot in the beginning, he would take off his contacts because he can't see, because they tell you the one thing with public speaking is not to look into the crowd. But when he started public speaking, he would speak to children. And he says that it was like the worst, because anyone that's, you know, we're all familiar with kids, like kids always show their feelings. So he's like, the last thing you want to do is when you're public speaking is have someone like yawning, right? Or like looking the other way or looking at their phone, because you feel like you're not doing a good job. But the fear of public speaking, what it really comes from is just us, our fear of judgment, right? Our fear of people thinking that we're not good enough to talk. We're not good enough to deliver a message. And that's the fear that we need to realize that is not helping us. It's hindering us. So for those of you, you know, the brave ones on this call that said they had a fear of public speaking, I want you guys to know that that's literally a fear that we have to work on. Because when you have that fear, it doesn't build confidence, right? So having that fear of public speaking, and for anyone on this call that, you know, I'm going to say all of you guys on this call are on the team, that fear of public speaking hinders us from potentially getting on our social medias and creating a story or creating a reel or creating a TikTok where you're talking, right? Engaging with your audience, which will ultimately maybe bring in your next runner in your business. And he says that basically for him, for those of you guys who know Tread Shelton, he says, when I started, he started his first like real, his first engagement was with children. And he said that he looked at one kid and the kid looked at him like, what are you gonna tell me? And he blanked out. And he had prepared for weeks for his speech. And then he said, at that moment, all I could do was speak from my heart. And that's when he realized that his form of motivational speaking was going to be speaking from the heart, which is so crazy. Cause now, you know, for those of you guys who aren't familiar with Tread Shelton, that's what he does. He speaks from the heart. So if it wasn't for that moment of him having fear of public speaking and actually taking action on it, he would have never spoke from the heart. And with that, he would have never realized that that was him. Like his jam for public speaking and motivational speaking was just to speak from the heart. Sarah says, I think this call for me is because I've been putting it down. Oh, you see? So like that right there, like Sarah, thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing that vulnerability. But she just said, you know, this calls for her because she's been putting it aside to speak to people about the opportunity, right? So like that fear of speaking, it's just based. And he says this, he explains what fear is. And he says, fear is creating an unknown result from a situation that you haven't created. I'm gonna repeat that because I think you guys should really write that down and just put it on your nose. So whenever you feel fearful, you remember this. Fear is creating an unknown result from a situation you have yet to create. And he says, Church Hudson always like simplifies things. He's like, okay, in my terms, it says, saying an outcome to something you've never done. So like when you think about, I'm gonna use Sarah's example because she mentioned it, like when you think about talking to someone about the opportunity, you're like, nah, I'm not gonna talk to them about the opportunity. They're gonna think I'm a weirdo. They're gonna think I'm in a pyramid scheme. Like, nah, I'm good. Like, I'm not just gonna talk to them. And at the end of the day, especially for what we do here, you know, like literally we could teach people a skill that they can make money for the rest of their lives. So why are we not talking about it, right? Like, worst case scenario, they're like, that's not my jam. I think that's a scam. I don't believe in the financial markets. Like, okay. Like, imagine someone telling you, no, I don't believe in that. And your rebuttal to that is, okay, you don't believe in the financial markets. I got it. And you just leave them at that, right? Like, oh, okay, you don't believe in the financial markets? I completely understand. They're gonna be like, wait, what? Like, no, I believe in the financial markets. It's gonna lead to more conversation. And that's a gem right there. So you guys are all in the business, write that down too. Imagine telling someone, you know, you tell them about the opportunity, you tell them about the financial markets that we educate them, and they say, no, I don't believe in that. They just, you know, they cut you off like that. And you're like, yeah, I get it. You don't believe in the financial markets, it's cool. this isn't for you. Like, that leads to so much more conversation. So that's number one on fear. I don't want to keep rambling on that. But just to give you an idea of what, realizing, having that awareness as to which fear is happening right now. Is it the fear that's going to protect me? Like me jumping off this balcony because I'm on the 33rd floor. Yeah, like that's good fear, right? Like, no, Lisa, you don't have wings, you don't have a parachute, so we're not going to jump off. But the fear of public speaking is just based on you fearing someone's opinion. And that's the fear that you want to avoid, right? Because we want to reach our potential. So just having that awareness as to what fear is stopping me right now from completing this action. Is it something that's going to protect me, or is it something that I'm just making up an outcome to it? So that is number one. Okay, so number two is this fear of mistakes. First and foremost, we all make mistakes. We make mistakes on a daily, whether it's, you know, at your current job, whether it's in your relationships, that could be, you know, with your partners, with your family, with your children. We make mistakes on a daily. But why is it that when it comes to our dreams, our aspirations, like we're really like, I don't want to make that mistake. So let me wait another day to correct it, to make sure that I'm speaking it exactly, like that I'm delivering the message I want to deliver, because I don't want to make a mistake. And the truth is that mistakes are part of the process. And he gives a really good example. Well, he says something, he says, the problem with us is that we attach emotion to our mistakes. And I'm gonna give you an example of that. I don't know if anyone here is a sports player. I'm not a sports player, but I do remember this. And he brings up the example of when the Super Bowl was with Tom Brady. So he was still in the Patriots and Atlanta. And the score was like 0-16. And people were, you know, like people who paid thousands of dollars at the Super Bowl were like, Patriot fans were leaving the stadium. Like, I can't believe this. People were turning off the TV. But Tom Brady, he says, basically the story behind the Super Bowl was that they were like 0-16. It was like far into the game. People were leaving the stadium. People were turning off the TV. But at the end, the Patriots won the Super Bowl. It was like the biggest biggest turnaround or whatever on a Super Bowl, and then the Patriots like winning it. And he gave that example because he said the reason that Tom Brady didn't give up on himself during that Super Bowl is because he didn't attach his emotions to his mistakes. So any mistake that he made as a quarterback from the 0-16 didn't mean anything to him. He was there to win a Super Bowl, and he delivered. But so many of us attach us making a mistake to our emotions. And that's what we need to realize, is that the biggest lessons usually come from our mistakes. So why do we fear making a mistake? And he says, you know, if you think about any athlete and they tell you like, oh, what's the biggest game, you know, that impacted your life? They'll usually tell you a story about a time they lost. And a lot of the motivational speakers, you know, for us in network marketing, when we listen to people who have been in the business, for those of you guys who are familiar with Boss Lee or even Rakan, when Rakan tells his story of success, he always brings it back to when, before it was iGenius, and basically they switched companies, didn't tell anyone. And I don't know if you guys have heard the story, but when half his team left, like most of the top network marketers relate the biggest pivoting point in their business to when everything was going wrong. So imagine if our top, you know, role models, their lessons come from their mistakes. Why do we fear mistakes? So that's number two, as far as you fearing a mistake, committing a mistake, ultimately leads for you to not have confidence, right? Like, you have to have confidence in your mistakes, as crazy as that sounds, because you have to have the confidence that any mistake you make is going to be a lesson to teach you, like, all right, I'm not going to do that next time. I'm going to do this better. And when it comes to network marketing, you know, and building a business, us having a mistake, making a mistake, it's just a lesson that we're going to be able to teach anyone that joins our team, because we're going to be able to say, no, I did that and I don't want you to do it. So I'm just going to let you know from the beginning, like, this is a mistake that I made that I don't want you to do. So that's lesson number two. And he says that at the end of the day, like, the setbacks are what's going to give us the confidence. Because if we can get through it, what does that do to us? That builds our confidence to be like, no, I did that. Like, it adds to your confidence. So let's stop not taking action because we're afraid of the mistakes, right? Because making the mistakes and getting and overcoming them is actually going to add to our confidence. So that is number two. Number three is, we're scared of opinions and rejection. Now, when it comes to opinions, guys, like, everyone is always going to have an opinion. No matter what we do, like, whether it's a good opinion or a bad opinion, someone is always, always, always going to have an opinion. But at the end of the day, one of my mentors said this, and it's always stuck with me, and I always relate back to it, and they say, you buy someone's opinion, you buy their lifestyle. And I'll give you an example just in my life, right? I live on the beach, right? So this is my background. And, you know, on this journey with network marketing, anytime someone tells me something about, like, network marketing, whether it's, you know, about the business, about, you know, them saying it's a scam or something, I'm like, do these people face the ocean? Like, that's literally what I tell myself. And I'm like, no, they don't. So, like, why do I care what they have to say? So you have to think about that with your life. Like, any person that you're looking at their circumstances, sometimes in this business, it's our own family, right? Like, the people who tell you anything, you know, that's not adding fuel to where you want to be, you got to ask themselves, like, are they living their life to their potential? Do they wake up happy in the morning? Because we are so quick to just, you know, out of respect, out of programming, to listen to the opinions of others, but are they living the life that we want to live? And Trish Tatsu says this, and it, like, always, like, it really relates to me, and I want to share it with you guys. He says, don't allow others' people's opinions to become your truth. So make sure you write that down. Don't allow other people's opinions to become your truth. Because the only time that their opinion matters is when you believe it as their truth, as your truth. So and with that, I hope you guys also realize is that not everyone wants to see you win. Like, on your journey to entrepreneurship and on your journey to do anything new, people are going to share their opinion. And most of the time, what they're sharing is their own insecurities. So people aren't going to want to see you win. And that's just as facts. Like, people want to see you doing good, but a lot of times people never want to see you doing better than them, sadly. And number two is, most of the time when people share an opinion and it's a negative opinion, they're usually sharing their own conflicts, their own reflections on where they are right now in life. So it's something to be aware of when you're accepting someone else's opinion, because when you accept their opinion, like Ted Chutson says, you're accepting it as your own truth. And then he also says, others' opinions can slow you down unless you allow them to. And he said that, and I was like, wow, like, that's a gem. So please write that down too. others' opinions can't slow you down unless you allow them to. And then he also always says, and I love this, he says, rejection just means redirection. So like, when you, let's say, you know, in this business, when you reach out to someone and they, you know, they're quick, like, no, you know, it's like, okay, cool. Like, all right, you're not the person that I'm supposed to be speaking to right now. And that's okay. It's okay, because rejection just means redirection. So, you know, you reach out to someone for the business and they're like, nope, not for me. Remember? Okay, financial literacy isn't for you. Got it. Throw it at them, like, you know, and then you redirect yourself to someone who's open to listening, to someone who wants to make that change, to someone who wants to educate themselves in the financial realms, to someone who is on, I don't want to sound bad about this, but like on your level to say, you know what, that's something I want to learn about. So someone who's open to learning. So rejection always means redirection. But you're okay, mommy. You're okay with me. Okay, mommy. I'll be done in a couple minutes. Not many. All right. So number four. And this is another mistake that we make when it comes to our confidence, is we constantly compare ourselves to others. And guys, this is natural. Like, this is gonna happen. But, and we've all heard this, right? And it's, comparison is a thief of all joy. But something that Trent Shelton says that I love is that he says, comparing ourselves to others will never lead us to have higher confidence in ourselves. I'll repeat that. You comparing yourself to someone else is never going to give you a higher level of confidence. So we're all going to do it, right? We're all going to compare ourselves. It's just in our DNA, right? But when you catch yourself comparing yourself to someone else, redirect that and just compare yourself to who you were yesterday, who you were a month ago. So who you were before you started your entrepreneurship, compare yourself to that person. Compare yourself to who you were 6 months ago, a year ago, you know, maybe even a week ago. Because I promise you, when you compare yourself to where you were a week ago, a month ago, 6 months ago, a year ago, you're going to remember how much growth you've had, you know? And maybe it's a lot. Maybe it's just a little bit. Maybe it's just a change in your mindset. That's huge. Because you're one step closer to where you need to be. And he says, when we compare ourselves to other, we're just reassuring ourselves that we're not enough. And for most of us, that's a battle that we have with ourselves, you know, every single day, that we're not enough. So have that awareness to see when you're comparing yourself to others and just redirect it to comparing yourself to yourself. To who you're looking at. Okay, number five, and I'm going to close this out because my kids are having a meltdown right now. Number five is, we worry. One second, guys. I'm so sorry. One second. All right, my bad, guys, I'm back. Okay, so number five, as to why things that hinder and drain our confidence, is that we're too worried about things we can't control. And he says, we allow the things we can't control to control us. Give me 1 second, I'm gonna close the door on my balcony. Back. Okay, so we allow the things that we can't control to control us. And guys, I'm going to give you a perfect example. Right now, I have three kids and they all came out here crying their lungs off. And I could have just been like, it's not a bad, good time for me to give this call right now. Like, just cut it short. But I can't control that my kids are home. But what I can control is that I say to you guys the four pages of notes that I wrote down from the lessons I learned from my coach at Shelton. That I can't control, right? I can control that I read out what I learned from this because I know that it's gonna improve someone today. That I can't control. What I can control is to close the door and not listen to them crying right now. That I can't control. So what he says is that we need to learn to let go. We need to learn to let go of the things we cannot control. When things happen, instead, ask yourself, what can I control from this situation? So I'll give you guys an example of this, like right now. I can't control that my kids are crying. They're gonna cry if they want. I can't control that my mom is supposed to be watching them, but they're still coming out here. What can I control? I can control that I close that door. I can control that I told my kids that if they don't stop crying, I'm gonna take them to school at 12. So that I can't control, right? So when things pop up, I want you guys to think of that. What can I control in this situation? And what Tred Shelton says is that he says to himself, and he says that he has this, sometimes when he goes out to speak, he gets nervous, right? And his confidence is a little low. And he tells himself, Trent, what can I control in this situation? And his response is always to himself, I can control that I'm authentic. So when it relates to the business and, you know, and things aren't going right, you know, we can't post that TikTok or, you know, our families or whatever it is aren't allowing us to do that content that we need to produce. What can you control? Can you control for your business? Maybe you can control, you know, just doing a couple more reach outs to people who already liked or commented on your old TikToks or whatever. Maybe we can control looking back to see who hasn't responded. Now we can't control. At the moment, I know it's something that a lot of us deal with, you know, is content creating. We can't control that we can't create content at this moment, but what we can control is following up, because that's just coming from us to take a minute and literally copy paste what's on our boards app. That we can control. But we can't control having time, you know, to create that content because, you know, it requires us getting jazzed up or whatever it is. So when things happen in life, not just in business, you know, in our personal lives, I want you guys to remember, what can you control? Because there's always going to be something that you can't control in the situation, and just stick to that. Okay, so that was number five. That was my notes. So I want to just kind of reiterate everything that I said, just in case I lost someone. And these are five confidence trainers. So number one was fear. So let's remember there's two types of fears. It's the fears that's helping us, right? Like, so me jumping off my 33rd floor, like that's fear that's like, no, Lisa, you're going to die. Like, don't do that, right? That's fear that helps us. But then there's that fear that's not helping us. So an example of that is the public speaking. And I know a couple of us have that same fear. And when it comes to public speaking, it's just a fear of what others going to think, the judgment, right? That we can't control, because we can go out there, we can publicly speak on our social medias when, you know, we can take that action and we can find that person that's going to relate to us as to who we are right now. And a lot of, you know, what I learned, especially from Ed Milet, he said, the only person that you should be trying to reach out to for this business is who you were when you started this business, because that's who you can relate to. So that was number one, fear, right? Fear is a confidence drainer. Figure out that awareness, right? When you're taking action, am I not taking action based off the fear that's going to hinder me? Or am I not taking action based off the fear that's suppressing me from being the person I'm supposed to be? Number two, we're scared of making mistakes. Guys, mistakes come to us, but those mistakes are what's going to teach us how to be better. Our mistakes are going to teach us to be better mentors, because those are mistakes that we could note down and help the people that come into this business. Those mistakes are going to teach us the lessons that we need to learn to become a better version of us. Number three was opinions, rejection. Don't allow someone else's opinion to become your truth, because that's not going to make us confident. Us buying someone else's opinion who doesn't have the lifestyle we want is not going to aid our confidence. And at the end of the day, through confidence is how we're going to, you know, take action. It's how we're going to become the best version of ourselves. Number four, comparison, right? Let's just compare ourselves to who we were yesterday, to who we were a week ago, to who we were a month ago. And I'm not to say that you're not going to compare yourself, guys. Like, that comes so easy, especially with social media. It's going to happen. But this is all stuff to just be aware of when it comes up for you to remember. Nope, not going to do that today. I'm not going to compare myself to that person. I'm going to compare myself to who I was yesterday, who I was a month ago, who I was 6 months ago. And number five, to stop worrying about things we can't control. Because at the end of the day, we're going to have things we can't control, but it's just a matter of us focusing on the things we can control. What can we control in a situation? So those are my five. I hope today that reached out to someone. I'm going to stop this recording, and I think we have a little bit of time. Yeah, we have 15 minutes, so we can do, if anyone wants to share. Thank you so much for everyone who listens to this podcast. I hope this helps you on your journey.